Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of the programs that I think is going to be one of the essential programs to watch in the state of Florida and throughout the country over the next few years is UCF. No doubt, they are a top 12 team. Great coaching staff, tremendous athletes coming in, and Jason Beattie covers them every single day, has the pulse on them, and certainly has been, Jason, a very, very interesting summer with a lot of people coming on campus and a lot of recruits that are serious about becoming Knights.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on the show. And it's exciting to say literally at this exact time in 1 month, I'll be inside the bounce house with 45,000 of my best friends when the Knights take on Boise State. So we're 1 month away. Like you mentioned, summer, it's been nonstop. And it really has been nonstop for Gus Malzahn and company.
Well, and it should be, because everybody wanted to know, and they asked me, ask everybody, because we were in a pandemic, and how did everybody know how to book things and go every place? And I said, well, they had a lot of downtime to kind of prepare. They'll say, listen, if this goes, we're having a camp now, we're having a camp then, we're having a camp there. All, you know, throughout the month of June, they had the 26 days, and UCF was one of those schools that definitely utilized it. They had those the clinics, they had the camps, they had the 7-on-7s, they had everything going on. Talk about that, because I know that especially when you have a first-year head coach, usually that first year is kind of like a feeling out period, but no feeling out time here. I mean, you had to get right to business. There were a lot of kids who wanted to see UCF, wanted to meet Coach Malzahn and the staff. Talk about that, because this was a unique situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about when Malzahn was hired, it was February. I mean, that's extremely, extremely late for a coach and an entire new staff to be brought in, let alone a new athletic director with Terry Mahajer. But you bring in Gus Malzahn and his staff, and really they only had a few weeks for spring ball, and then only a few months for June. And everyone's, you know, June 1st obviously marked after 15 months of no visits or in-person evaluation. And Gus Malzahn did a really good job of, you know, right from day one, he said he was going to prioritize the state of Orlando and the Sunshine State, and he has done that. UCF has 8 commitments. 5 of those are from Florida, and a number of those guys are from the Orlando area. Right off the bat, you have, you know, 4-star from Apopka, Nakai Martinez. That was a kid, he hadn't even been on UCF's campus before. That says so much about the previous staff and where their priorities were at. So Gus Malzahn did a really good job of prioritizing Orlando and the state of Florida in June, hosting the camps, hosting the clinics, hosting the 7-on-7, and most importantly, hosting official visits and getting kids on campus to see the locker room, to see the weight room, to see the facilities, meet Gus Malzahn, meet Travis Williams, and all of the coaches. And they've done a really good job. And they did a good job at that. One of the main events was called Bounce House Weekend. Obviously, that was UCF stadium names. They'll play on that. And they've gotten like 3 or 4 commitments, and there's more targets who are at that event that might commit in the future. So, you know, they did a really good job of saying, hey, here's our priority. Let's go out and get them.
You know, Jason, I probably know that, you know, when Gus Malzahn talks to these kids, it's not, I mean, he says, listen, you know, we're going against the big boys. And I don't care if you're recruited by Alabama, and I don't care if you're recruited by Ohio State. We feel what we have could provide for you better. So he's going right after it. He's not going to, you know, say, oh, well, let's recruit against Cincinnati. You can't. And this is a guy who won't minimize himself, because you got to remember, in the past, at least the last 8-10 years, he's recruited some of the best kids in the country. So he's not going to stop that now. talk about that, because I think when you talk about an Akai Martinez, the kid out of Apopka, and other players that they really are serious about, the kid from Lakeland as well, in past years, they may not have even landed those kids. Those kids may be thinking, well, you know, I could do better. But how do you do better than UCF? They have a top-rate schedule. They're one of the, if not the biggest school in the country. I was going to say that the one thing that I would hate to do is a walking tour of UCF. Yeah, I'd have to jump in a wagon of some sort, because that thing could take you the better part of a day. But it just shows you. I mean, when you go to UCF, and I've been there many, many, many times, you're in your own little city. I mean, you know, you don't have to go to Orlando's 15 miles away. You know, I mean, you're selling a big city environment with a smaller town feel in a large campus. So you've got, what a unique situation for the kids. I know in another, 3 weeks, that place is going to be packed to the gills, because they're going to start letting, you know, more and more of the classes are going to be on campus. It's going to be an environment. The stadium's going to be, as you said, going to be jumping. So there's so much to sell. It's not like he has to, you know, fabricate anything. Everything's right out there in front.
And on top of all of that, conveniently, with the timing, he's now able to say, hey, look, guys, the playoffs going to probably expand in 4 years. Right, you know, we've gone from a team that can get inside the top 10. And, you know, look, it's the college football playoff won't admit it, but it's probably going to be – it is impossible in the current system for a Group of Five team to make the playoffs, whether it's fair or not to say that's just the way it is. But in 2024, 25, maybe 26, who knows exactly when it's going to go down. But the playoffs are expanding. That's inevitable. So now Gus Malzahn can say, hey, look, not only do we have a better chance at making a New Year's Six Bowl than anyone else in the country, we're going to have a better chance of making the college football playoffs than probably more than half the country, easily, you know, just because of UCF's, everything you mentioned already. So they're going, you know, I will say it's interesting, and we're going to speak with Gus Malzahn tomorrow, actually, UCF Media Day. I think there is a bit of a reality check. I will say that, a bit of a reality check for Gus Malzahn. You mentioned he's coming from Auburn. That Auburn logo is no longer on his polo, and that's not a bad thing. You know, you have a great logo in UCF, and it's a great university. But you know, they're not able to go and get the best kids out of Alabama and Auburn. They are able to get the best kids out of Orlando, which is just as good. But you know, there was a recruit over the weekend, Caden Story, a 4-star from Lynette, Alabama, picked Auburn over UCF. Now, that's just because, at the end of the day, UCF right now is still a Group of Five program. Yeah, whether it's fair or not, you know, Malzahn can control what he can control. But, like you mentioned, Akai Martinez, you mentioned the case of Lakeland, he has a name, Keenis Thompson, a highly rated 3-star, was once a 4-star, and they're really going after some of the best kids. There are a number of top targets that they're going after, and they are recruiting at a higher level than we've ever seen before. 4- and 5-star kids are coming to campus. That does not happen that often at UCF, and now it is happening. They had like multiple, maybe 3 or 4 5-stars on campus in the month of June alone. That's going to continue to happen, and it's going to happen at a higher rate when the program starts to win.
No doubt. And I agree with you. And as time goes on, things are going to start taking shape. Obviously, every week during the season, they're going to have more and more kids that are going to start making either be leans or commits. And that's why we got you, ma'am. That's why we got you. And we're happy to have you every couple of weeks, Jason. And certainly, I know you're gearing up for the season, and we'll be catching up with you and getting all the juicy tidbits. But in the meantime, let everybody know how they can follow you and the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Knights247.com, 247 Sports, of course. Fall camp starts on Wednesday, so there's going to be a ton of updates coming from the team and practice. And like I said, a month away from Boise State, so we're excited.
Good stuff. Jason Beatty, Knights247. I appreciate it, man. We'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Have a good night. Thank you.
Good stuff. You too. Thanks so much. Jason Beatty, the Key West native. Happy to have him on with us. He fills us in. I mean, he's right. He's all over the place. He's even doing Tampa Bay Bucks, too. He's busy. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.